The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 545. It's the 29th of July, 2016. On the podcast today, I have the UK's favourite technical analyst. I'll get Zach going. It's Nicola Duke, and she's looking at the following stocks suggested by you guys there. Legendary investments. And listen, these are all on the website, annotated by Nicola. So you can, when she's talking about Fibonacci levels, support levels, and all that stuff, you can see them on the chart that she's annotated. So go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog, all right, for that. Anyway, legendary investments, LEG, Ariane Silver, AGQ, Incondesi, NCCL, Legal & General, LGen, and EasyJet she looks at. Plus, I have the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours. This is a huge mark of sentiment here. And I've got to say, there's a new number one. Excited. Oh, yes, I'll go through that in a bit. Also, today's stock, to add to your loss, one for your watch list, as it's been re-entitled, is suggested by Jack, and it's actually Ariane Silver. This is a complete accident, but Jack puts out his reasons why he thinks this is a good buy, and I'll read that out in a bit.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now, it's the lady with the technicals, the Duchess of the Chart. It's a Friday. It's Nicola Duke Day. You're all right, Nick.
Hello, hello, lovely people. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, what's your thoughts on the markets, Nick? I mean, what are you thinking generally?
Yeah, you know, we dodged a... Yeah, I'm still quite... Like, I'm not super bearish this summer like other summers, especially as the Fed didn't do anything this week. So, you know, when everybody thought that they were ready to hike rates, which is not always good for stocks. US stocks are much, much more bullish than the European ones. I could see the FTSE and the DAX going sideways into sort of mid-September from here.
Okay, cool. All right, well, let's look at some individual stocks suggested by people on Twitter. The first one is Legendary Investments, LEG, LEG. What do you reckon here?
Investments. This one has been trying to bottom for so long, and then finally this year, you know, had the run at it, took out the sort of 2011 highs. It's got a long way to go to catch these spikes. Okay, so this one, I like it. It's turning up, but it's got trouble at 0.311.
Yeah,
and it really needs to clear that to get on its way. A daily close above 0.31 means that we'll go back to the April May high at 0.45. But I really like this one to break out and keep going. And my target, my final target for this, sit down, is 0.9. Like, we've got some levels on the way, but I'll show you on the chart. But yeah, but that first step is to get... it's to not make another leg lower and to get back above 0.31, and then we're on our way. If you're looking for smaller pullbacks to buy 0.248, 0.25 around there, I wouldn't want to see it back below. If it goes back below 0.213, we're wrong.
Okay. Cool. That's a nice target.
So basically, this week's rally, if it gives all of this week's rally back or back below this week's low, we're wrong, and it's going to do another leg lower. But I like this one to keep going higher, and I have big, big targets, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay, next one. I've about to fatten the chart on this one, because it's Ariane Silver, AGQ, just bouncing on the bottom there at 1p at the moment. What's your thoughts there?
This, what a dog, honestly. So, yes, okay. Since March... I know, and you look at it like, I don't think this one can go any lower than 0.85. I haven't got any Fib levels below that that aren't negative. So I think this is as low as it goes. But obviously, you know, if you buy it at this price, then, you know, that's it. You don't have a stop loss, do you?
Yeah.
So this is making a wedge. If we can clear 1.2, then I think we've got a breakout underway. And, you know, this... should go back to the top of the range. It should go back to 3.7. But your first sign, you know, the moving averages have just rolled up again, but it's really got to get out of this range. So, yeah, I sort of like it. Put an alarm at 1.06, which is above the sort of last 5 or 6 days trading range, and keep an eye on it. Buy it then. If it clears 1.2, it's confirmed it's making its move. And yeah, I think this one has lots of room to the upside.
Marvellous. All right,
but
next one.
But it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Lots of patience.
Okay, next one is Incondesi Energy NCCL.
NCCL, no, I don't like it. It's hit resistance. It's got above the February highs, and it's just sat there and gone sideways in a wedge. So you can draw a line, and I'll show you on my chart how I've drawn it. If it breaks to the upside and it's going to keep going, then great. But I think that it's more likely to going to come back and test support. And the first support is down at 3.02, but I would be a massive buyer at 280, 282.
Wow, yeah, but do you think I'm seeing a bit of support on the last time as well, around about the 200-day moving average, which I'm seeing it around about now 3.75. You wouldn't say that was a good support there?
NCCL, maybe.
Yeah.
Prices. What price have you got now?
I got 5.25 pence at the moment.
Right.
NCCL.
I think we're going to have to refer to the chart because mine's not looking right. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, because we've got, it's broke 200-day moving average at...
Incondesi.
Yeah, my
prices are wrong.
Oh, right. I was going to say, because when you said that, I thought, really? Because it's looking like it's an uptrend, you know? It's bouncing off 200-day moving average.
I'm going to leave comment, and I'll write all my comments on the chart for people.
Yes.
And
yeah.
You can have that at the end of the show.
I quite like that little feature, though. Maybe we should have one that's not on the podcast, and you have to go to the website to see it. Yes! We've stumbled across a nice little feature there, Nick.
Sorry about that, people.
That's all right. So, okay. Ignore that. It could be good. Next one suggested is Legal & General, LGEN. LGEN, of course. Everyone knows this.
Yeah, Legal & General, into the gap. So the resistance in Legal & General was those February lows and the top of the gap, you know, that spike high from the 23rd of June, post-Brexit bounce, and we've broken up and we're back into it, so we're going to go much higher. I've got a harmonic pattern that says we're going back to 230, and that's a really interesting level. That's not just Fibonacci level, that is the 2015 low, and it's really interesting how markets will go back and test yearly highs and lows. So it's quite interesting to mark them. So I really like that. We're at 205 now, so we've got a long way to go, get back up there.
Marvellous. Okay, and the last.
The last upside, I like Legal & General, but don't, you know, I do think it'll bang its head hard at 2.30, so be careful there.
Okay, and last one. I've slipped this one in for a particular reason. It's EasyJet, EZ. I've been watching this for years, EasyJet. We've had this since you've been on the podcast, we've been looking at EasyJet, and I've never found a level I quite like that. It's never really, you know, happened for me. And I thought, right, Brexit, look at this. This is
You've secretly been using Fibonacci, haven't you? Because this is a great confluence of levels. A whole bunch of stuff lines up here around 1,000. Yeah, Fibonacci extensions or whatever. This is a really, really nice bounce play. And we are at 10.57, and I think we go back to 12.90, 13.05 from here.
Well, do you know what I was worried about? I got in at 9.99.
And look,
right?
On a weekly, if you look on a weekly and put an RSI on or a MACD, like, look how oversold we got.
Yeah, I know.
That's what you want to see. Like, you just want to see it start curling up and coming back your way again. Mm. And that's a really good sign. So,
let me ask you something, though. What I was concerned about when I bought these at 9.99 is that I saw the initial spike down, so it dropped down on Brexit, then this little red bar down, and it went to like, 9.90, then it bounced back up to like 11.12, then it bounced back down, but a little bit not as low, 9.97 was the second bounce, but then the third bounce it had, It went down to 970 odd. And I thought,
yeah,
hang on.
Okay, so all those people that bought Legal & General, EasyJet, sorry, post-Brexit and thought, what a great buy, where do you think their stops were? They were right just below that low. So all the market has done is come down and taken out those stops and said, thank you very much, I'll have those shares, and bounced again. And the fact that we couldn't close the week, like when you see that and a level like that market, and if we close the week back above that low and we can't stay below, like it's like when a market makes new highs, you want to see buyers come in and push it, keep going. When a market makes a new low like that, you want to see people panicking and getting out, and it can't continue to move lower. Otherwise, it's just run the stops and it's going to turn around.
Okay. I just thought...
So, that was a really big level. I think that, yeah, some people got really nastily cheated there, but...
Yeah. And I thought that, it's a lower low, and I thought, oh, hang on, it's a lower low. It isn't confirmed. It's having a bounce there, so that's why it worried me.
Yeah, and that's why it's quite good to, be patient and wait for closes. Sometimes in the daytime, you'll see the market, it will probe all those stocks, and it will see where all the buyers and sells are. But where we end the day is often much, much more important. So I really like it. At a minimum, I think we see 1306. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw 1409.
Wow, all right. Marvellous, Nick. Thank you very much. And send us the charts.
And I apologise about NCCL.
That's all right, Nick. Just send the chart of Incondesi, and then we'll put it on the site there. All right?
Okay, I will.
voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Marvellous. Cheers, Nick.
Bye.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours. And at number five, it's still in there from yesterday, 88 Energy. That's 88. At four, still in there, top five, Prospects Oil and Gas, PXOG. At three, still in there, Wide Sales Group, WDC. I think the top four were all in there yesterday, I think, which is a good market sentiment there. At two, Tlou Energy, TLOU. But there's a new number one, and this was yesterday's one for your watch list. It is Bagir Group, BAGR, ticker Bagger. So worth doing some research on that. Put on your watch list and do some research. Today's one for your watch list is suggested by Jack. It's Ariane Silver, AGQ. What does the company do? Silver mining. How many shares does the company have in issue? 183. Current market cap is 1.8 million. Price 0.96, so I think it's about a penny actually now, so maybe a little bit more. No revenue at the moment. How much cash or debt does the company have? 1.5 million in cash, no debt. There's three reasons why you think this company has potential. One, near-term cash generative deal, imminent, in silver, which is rising rapidly at the moment. Yes, silver and gold are bullish there on those prices. They are rising. Just off their highs, but they're still, above certain support levels. Number two, share price at all-time lows. And three, no debts. So it's AGQ, Ariane Silver. Check that out. By all means, add it to your watch list on Vox there, and you will get RNSs sent straight to the front screen of your phone as soon as they release them. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Much was appreciated.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.